Remembering the Queen, the UK now has a tampon for a king, and the Irish, they've got their own news.
Welcome back to the Batuta Advocates Daily Bulletin for the 9th of September. Thank you for joining us. My name's Clancy Overall, and of course I am joined by the man you just heard, Errol Parker. Up first today is our tribute to the late monarch, matriarch, Queen Elizabeth II, who passed away tragically last night at 96 years of age. The headline on that one reads, Remembering the Queen, she survived World War II, the IRA, the Sex Pistols, but Boris was too much.
Yes, Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96, Buckingham Palace announced today. Just 4 years away from raising the bat, Queen Elizabeth reigned through perhaps probably the most action-packed century in the history of the British Empire.
From the German bombing raids of London to the relentless assassination attempts from the Irish Republican Army, the late monarch held the throne right through a rapidly changing Britain.
She also bore witness to a horrifying rise of the Sex Pistols, UK drill, and of course, Jimmy Carr.
Outliving even the COVID-19 lockdowns, Queen Elizabeth II survived everything these 96 years threw at her.
Except for Boris Johnson. And our next story starts with the headline, Coincidence. The UK now has a tampon for a king just days after announcing a female prime minister.
Yes, it can be confirmed that the woke lefties have managed to have a win in the UK after all, having managed to infiltrate the royal kingdom with their silly identity politics just days after a female prime minister was announced.
As news broke across the world that Queen Elizabeth II had died this morning, the UK was left with no other option but to succumb to lefty lunacy, formally announcing that the new king would be a man who identifies as a tampon.
Yes, if a man who thinks he's a tampon can be the sovereign of a country, how far can the gavel swing? Will the next king identify as a homosexual diva cup? A free-bleeding other kin who thinks they're a wolf? A pedophilic rock spider?
The royal family is better off covering up sex scandals and throwing the women that marry into the monarchy to the wolves rather than this progressive virtual signalling bullshit.
And lastly now, a different tone for the Batuta Advocate. The headline reads here, Irish mates processing this news very differently today.
While the late Queen was not technically responsible for the Commonwealth's decision to brutally transport poverty-stricken convicts to this harsh and unforgiving continent to work as slaves, before joining the ranks of their captors to commit genocide against the First Nation people, her family still do represent the institution that signed off on those atrocities.
However, Australians remain committed to the notion that this goofy family are nice to have around, on our tabloid front pages and our coins. Hence, the monumental outpouring of grief across the nation today.
Although this isn't a universal response across the country, particularly in the pubs that serve tall glasses of dark, dry stout.
In fact, anyone on a construction site with concreters or lollipop ladies can today confirm that Australia's Irish community are processing the news of Queen Elizabeth's passing very differently to the rest of us bootlickers.
This is also the case in the recruitment offices and the media agencies across Batuta this afternoon, with a vast number of Celtic men and women taking early marks from work to head down to their local pubs to sing songs that might actually land them on an ASIO watch lift if the lyrics weren't so slurred. Yes, one can only imagine what they are. And today's quote of the day comes from the leader of the Australian Greens Party, who has been accused of disrespect and distastefulness regarding a tweet regarding Queen Elizabeth II's death. Just 5 hours after her passing, Adam Bandt, MP, tweeted this in his condolence message, swiftly followed by a call for Australia to, quote, move on. And I quote, rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth II. Our thoughts are with her and her family and all who loved her. But in the next sentence, he said, now Australia must move forward. We need a treaty with First Nations people and we need to become a republic. Not so controversial here at the offices of the Batuta Advocate, but I guess it's...
Could have been two tweets, Adam. Could have been two tweets.
Could have been two tweets from the leader of a major. From essentially a member of the Labour Left coalition.
That's not to say that there's not swathes of people that agree with you, Adam, but just work on your messaging a little bit more.
And until next week, my name is Errol Parker.
Hooroo, I'm Clancy Overall.